The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
From today, Irish consumers who buy imported items from outside of the European Union will be subject to new charges. So under this EU reform of its customs operation, €3 will apply to each item imported if the package is under €150. And we're going to find out more about the changes now. News Talk reporter Jessica Woodlock is here. You're very welcome, Jessica, and thank you for coming in to tell us about this. So we've been hearing about this over the last number of weeks. Remind us, will you, about the background to the changes and what it's going to look like in reality for consumers who are shopping today.
Yes, so this is a significant change to what has been the case for imports, not only here in Ireland, but the rest of the EU as well. Before today, someone could buy a package online from the likes of China, and if it was valued at less than €150, they wouldn't face a customs charge on it. So essentially, officials in the EU were monitoring this flow of goods and they've recorded a massive rise in imports. So in 2022, around 660 million of these types of packages came from outside the EU into the EU. So a huge figure, Claire. If you can imagine all those parcels, that's a lot of shopping done. But that then actually jumped and last year reached 5.7 billion. And in Ireland alone, revenue says 53 million of these types of smaller packages. So your parcels that are under €150, they were imported last year from outside of the EU. So EU officials looked at this and said, we don't want people spending this much money outside of the EU. And obviously they want to decentivise it. And how you do that is make things more expensive. So today marks the first change of this customs reform. We're actually going to see more changes again in 2 years' time. That's something that a lot of people don't realise. But for today, the Economic and Financial Affairs Council have focused on e-commerce. So essentially your retail, your everyday bits, your presents, those types of things that you might have bought online from outside of the EU, they're going to face this €3 charge if the total package is less, as you said, less than €150. Now, the big thing, Claire, that people are finding hard to wrap their heads around is the fact that this is €3 per item, so not per package. So to get a bit more information on the changes, I spoke with Ray Ryan, Revenue's Head of Customs.
So if you buy goods, for example, if you're doing your summer shop, if you're buying a hat, a t-shirt and sunglasses, they're three distinct items. So that would be a €9 customs duty fee in addition to what you've paid for the goods as well. So it's important to note that this is a significant change in terms of what people are used to, because there is no customs duty currently, that it will now apply and it will be a €3 per item duty on that.
And what's the aim of this change?
The aim is, I suppose, an overall EU customs reform change in terms of tackling e-commerce platforms. And this is the first phase of it. So it's part of an overall putting more responsibilities on the platforms. It's also aided at assisting and ensuring that Irish and EU businesses have a level playing field. They're currently paying customs duty on goods coming in.
That's Ray Ryan there from Revenue. So it's easy to see how the cost will add up for some consumers. How have people been reacting to it, Jess?
Yeah, so it's one of those things that seems simple, but it actually, even as I was researching it, it's very complex. And the fear, I suppose, from Revenue is that ordinary households are going to get caught off guard by the changes that have come in today. So we heard Ray mention an example there. If you buy one pair of socks, one pair of jeans and a top from a retailer outside of the EU, you'll pay €9. But if you buy three pairs of the same cotton socks, you'll pay just €3 because they're considered the same item. So it will add up. And I've been speaking to members of the public on Grafton Street about the changes. And it's fair to say that there's definitely mixed feelings.
I would say when it comes to things like Shein and fast fashion, I think that's a very positive thing. I think we completely overconsume, especially in Ireland. There's huge kind of expectation that you always have a new outfit, and it's just really disgusting to see people posting a new Shein haul every week. I think that's a positive thing in that way.
I'm glad to say that most of the stuff that I look for online is going down in price, are cheap. So an extra €3 is not going to make much difference to me.
So annoying. I literally just done a big shop for my holidays next week and I was hoping it would be here by today, but it hasn't. So obviously I'm going to get charged the €3 per item. And I think I done an order that was probably about 12 items. So yeah, like So you're looking at paying more than 30 euro more. Do you think it's going to put you off online shopping in the future?
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's another 30 euro. Like, that's, you can get another item off another shop from that. Like, I just think it's a joke, really.
First of all, I don't approve of all of this shopping online. I'd prefer to shop local. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here, shop buying for my granddaughter. So the 3 euro per item, I think, would be better spent here at home.
Well, obviously it's like a lot of money for people to be paying, but like also, I mean, it reduces people buying off like Shein and Temu and stuff like that. And like, I mean, so many people buy so much, like spend like hundreds on it and then only have to pay like 3 for shipping. So it's easy. So I think it, like, it's better for the environment, really. Like,
are you willing to pay that on items that you do buy from outside the EU?
I think I'd be willing to pay that. Like, I'd shop mostly in Ireland anyway. So, like, I'd be willing to pay the extra 3 euro.
When I first heard about it, I was like, oh, goodness me. Another thing to have to pay for. Yeah, I think I was just shocked, to be honest. Like,
and do you shop on the likes of Shein or websites that at the moment?
Yeah. Like, not very frequently, but I would.
There'll be less people buying as the items you're buying are cheaper than the actual custom charge coming in. So you'd be buying something for a euro, but then 3 euro will be added on, so you might as well just not get it in the first place. Cheaper to buy, but now with the custom charges, you won't be getting any discount. You might as well come into some shops to get your stuff instead. But look, it's better for the environment because it's cutting down people buying stuff anyway.
So some mixed reactions there. What about the businesses? What are they saying?
So in theory, Claire, Irish businesses are in favour of the development because they're going to become more competitive against some of these cheaper mass producing websites. And as you'll have heard there in that clip, where people are really going to notice a difference is websites like Shein or Temu, where you can go online and find really, really cheap items or clothing. Now, from today, those savings are essentially going to be null and void in many cases because whereas, as that girl mentioned, you would have been buying something for a euro, 3 euro is now going to be added onto that. So that's the aim of this development. However, in reality, it hasn't been working out like that. There are teething problems as to how this is going to work for many Irish businesses. And I've received a statement from Ismay, who represent small and medium enterprises. Ismay says it welcomes measures that make buying products from local Irish-based producers more attractive. But it says there are some significant issues with the charge. It says small packet trade between the UK and Ireland is significant. And as this new charge applies to packages coming from the UK, Ismay believes it will have a significant effect on many smaller businesses that rely on UK suppliers. It also says there's a high level of complexity with the charge, and it's concerned it will lead to delays and inevitably disputes as well. So that's from the SME sector, but I also spoke to Retail Excellence Ireland, which represents over 2,000 retailers. Its CEO, Jean McCabe, says the context for this new charge is welcome in that it aims to promote Irish and EU businesses. However, like Ismay, she told me there definitely are concerns about what this change will mean for businesses and retailers and how they operate.
That all sectors would see the positive impact of the tax, all the retail categories would, whether it's, you know, homewares, kitchenware, toys, accessories, fashion, clothing, that those kind of very cheap and cheerful purchases that were coming in from Asia won't be coming in the volume that they were previously. It has brought up a situation where UK retail operators here in Ireland that would bring product in and out between locations, UK and Ireland, for Irish consumers, has thrown up a few caveats on how they're going to manage this. But I do believe ourselves and those retailers are in talks at Revenue to see if there's a way that this can be managed, because it's adding the charges onto those products due to their fulfillment locations from the UK. And technically the tax would be applied to those orders. So there are a few situations that need to be looked at from a revenue perspective.
Jean McCabe there, CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland. So Jess, what should we be looking out for if we're going online to do a bit of shopping today?
Yes, so if you're online shopping, revenue first and foremost is advising that you check the terms and conditions and check the customs policy on each individual website. So some will have payment at checkout and it'll be included in that cost, but some will have it at point of delivery, so you might be hit by it later. Also, revenue is advising that you check where the product is shipping from. So just because the website is a .ie website doesn't mean it's actually coming from Ireland. So you may still face these costs. Another thing for people to be aware of, if you're listening to this thinking, great, I'm safe, I've ordered my last minute holiday bits last week or even yesterday, unfortunately, you're more than likely still going to face these charges. If your package is from outside of the EU and under 150 euro, if it hasn't arrived, regardless of when you ordered it, you're looking at this new additional fee of 3 euro per item.
Jessica, thank you very much. That's Jessica Woodlock, who is a News Talk reporter.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.